ladies and gentlemen, back at the Horn, Moosehorn, Wisconsin. We got the U.S. Open, and next up, we got the talk of the town coming in here. Ronnie, the greenskeeper, man, Zen. Now, rock and roll, I'm gonna give it up for Mr. Zen. There's a lot of people in here. We're gonna ask a lot of questions.
So before questions are answered, I need to address an issue. Jorge Romano, the greenskeeper that was my back end, he was fatally struck by lightning at 1 a.m. He was on the greens when he should have been on the greens. We settled out of court, and so we gave his family $6 million.
Right.
Because he was the best of the best.
Okay, wait, I have a question for you, Mr. Manzan.
Yes.
Well, when you got out of jail 2 weeks ago, that 6 months, do you feel like it changed your game?
Well, the DUI, my third DUI was, you know, out of this world. I mean, like, I played 18 holes, drinking beers all day, got my handicap down to a +2 from a 400 when I first started as the greenkeeper. It took 5 years for that to happen.
Ronnie, you shot a 400 last year.
That was 5 years ago.
What?
Get your information correct.
Well, okay. What is your goal through the first 9 holes this year?
Well, my first 9 holes, I hope I get 2 birdies and 1 eagle.
Sir, I heard that they're going to be sending somebody with you to count your strokes for you. Do you think that's a problem, of not being able to remember your strokes per hole?
Well, I mean, you know, not necessarily, but, you know, having someone there with you, you know, because I suffered a stroke, so I need that person there to...
The entourage that's following you around the course. Does it make you feel amazing? Like, I mean, I've never seen a guy sign so many autographs in my entire life.
Well, I'm supposed to be done signing autographs.
What do you think the appeal is?
I got a really big fan here tonight that wants me to sign an autograph for him. That's in the press conference. He's been following me for like 3 years, and he wants me for him to sign an autograph. So,
right in the middle of a press conference?
Yes, I got
to
do it.
I find that to be a little kind of rude, really.
It's not rude, man. You guys are asking me weird questions. So you know what? You guys got to pipe down on your intermedia crap.
Hey, listen. I think we could calm down a little bit, sir.
Well, I'm the greenkeeper of Moosehorn.
The greenkeeper? But you're also in the tournament, and there's etiquette, my friend, and you aren't following it. I've never had anybody smoke at a news conference and drink. You seem to have no care for anyone but yourself.
If I can interject here, you had a significant amount to drink last year.
Yeah.
How did that affect your game, and what should we expect this year?
I think 6 beers is the limit, because at 6 beers, I could drive the greens perfectly. I guys got to balance myself. When I said once I get over 6 beers, it's everything to whatever you want it to be.
Quick interjection, 6 beers per hole, or 6 beers per 9, or 6 beers per 18. So,
when I drank my first six beers, that was 6 holes.
When AA contacted you as a sponsor, did you take offense to that?
No. I thought I was honored, and I have a sponsor that
I'm sorry, keep sober. Did you say nine beers per 6 holes?
No. I said I had 6 beers by the 6 holes.
But didn't AA say you can't drink on any of the holes?
Well, that's only when I'm not being sponsored. If I'm being sponsored, yes, I go sober.
But so, don't alcoholics have sponsors?
Yeah. I have an alcoholic buddy named Ryan Dwanson.
Oh.
And he drinks bottles of whiskey, like he drinks bits a day. I got him down to one a day.
Any thoughts on sobriety?
No.
I want to go back and talk about your caddy. I heard you hired his twin brother.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky's a good caddy.
Okay.
He's a Rastafarian.
You had trouble in the rough last year.
Yeah.
You couldn't hit out of it.
Oh, the rough is always the
What's rough. Your approach to the rough this year?
Pitching wedge. Or a sand wedge.
On a hole 12, if you get caught in the saucer on the end, or how are you going to get out of that mess?
Well, I got to watch out for the golfers, because the golfers are screwing up hole 12, so I got to make sure that I have no golfer mounds that are going over that, so I can just hit it.
That hole?
Straight shot.
That hole's a big shooter.
Oh, yeah. A hole's a hole.
Do you plan on making any pars?
Yeah. I'm planning on, because I got this nice hat, I'm planning on making another birdie on 18. Every time I get a birdie, it's on 18.
I have one more question. A lot of people have been asking me this. They told me to ask. It says, why do you wear two pairs of pants?
Well, if I soil myself, I can put another pair of pants on.
Maybe if you get a hole in one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good joke, wasn't it?
It's never a joke. Anything is possible in the world of possibilities.
What's going to be the hardest thing you have to overcome to win tomorrow?
My opponents.
Do you think you're going to get the shaft?
No, I'm not going to get the shaft, but I think one of my opponents is going to get the ball gag.
Why do you wear two pairs of golf pants?
So I go swimming.
I asked a question to a golfer earlier about his son being in a bad ball gag. Would you happen to know that kid?
Yes. It is one of my opponent's sons. He is the bass player.
Of what band?
Ball gag.
Ball gag.
Yes.
Is that like country western?
It is heavy metal. Like, I've heard some of the songs. It's like, because the lead singer has a ball gag in his mouth.
Do you think that you're seeing the hole better these days?
It's a give or take on the situation. Like, if it's rainy, I don't want to do a 360 in the air like one of my opponents did last year.
Are you planning on laying up on hole 12?
Yes.
What's your approach to hole 12?
Could you walk us through it?
I'm going to hit it long and straight and hard. And I'm going to get it on that green. Then I'm going to hit it one more time with the 7-iron. If I get the 7-iron on the wheel, I can get it right on the green and I can hopefully putt it for three.
So, one last question. Touching on a safety moment, in the Twin Cities, there was a thief that got caught stealing clubs from teenagers. Golf courses around the area, and there was a mother that actually found who the thief was. And long story short, to abate the thieves, do you shove the clubs up your ass before every time you go out on the course?
No, you don't shove them up your ass.
I think
you shove them up your pee hole.
Oh, I got one.
While we're on this topic, go ahead.
I hear there's a lot of geese on this course, and they like to steal your golf balls.
Yes.
Is there any plan for that, to take care of them?
Hit them hard and long with your golf cart.
Huh.
Geese make great fertilizer for the greens. It makes
sure.
The greens a
Ladies
lot smoother and
a
lot nicer.
We're going to have to continue moving on. Ronnie, we wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Good luck, Ronnie.
Good luck, Ronnie.
Yeah.